Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the themes that you and I have been always looking at, especially I think more in the last couple of years, is where do we find value?
Yeah.
And, you know, Washington State, I think, is an underappreciated area, especially from the value perspective.
Yeah, it doesn't have the cachet of Napa and Sonoma, which is a shame because most of the wines are just as good as the bulk of the wines from those two great appellations, particularly strong in the reds and the Bordeaux varietals. And I have three blends that I want to talk about. I think blends are really the great value point here for the Washington State wines. The first one is quite popular. It's called Broad Track Racer, and its nickname is The Shift. Don't ask me why. It's an SMG, which means Syrah Mourvèdre and Grenache. Columbia Valley 2021, $26. Now, SGM is, you know, Syrah, Grenache, Mourvèdre. It's a classic Australian blend who stole it from the French, from
Correct.
The Rhone Valley.
Right.
This inky dark wine has a powerful aroma of jammy blackberries, spices, and a touch of caramel. And to my palate, the Mourvèdre was dominating with its dry, tarry flavors. But next, I tasted the sweet berry fruit of the Syrah.
Mm-hmm.
That kicked in. And finally, the wild rustic acidity of the Grenache. Now, although each of the three varietals were identifiable, they were playing together very well.
Okay.
So a very impressive blend. At $26 and as good of the quality as, this is my wine of the week, the Broad Track Racer. Here's one from Luke Vineyards. It's called The Companion, and it's a reference to a doggy. It's a red blend from Columbia Valley, 2020, $29. Dark, dark garnet color with a very strong aroma. I was getting tobacco ash, sweet cherries, and field herbs. And when you taste it, you find a well-integrated blend. At the base of the flavor, there is an earthy, almost tarry layer. And above that, there was a layer of dark fruit like blackberries and dark cherries. And above that was a layer of lighter sweet cherry. So we have kind of like a chord of music being played. There were tannins that kicked in toward the finish. And this is because, although it's Merlot dominated, I think there's quite a bit of Cab Sauv in this, which would, you know, kick in those tannins. Very, very nice wine. $29. Luke, The Companion. Finally, you know, it's barbecue season, Hugh, and I always like to have some wines on hand that go well with it. And what we need, because barbecue is pretty strongly flavored, but it's also sweet, need a big wine with a bit of fruit sweetness. And here's one from Januik. That's J-A-N-U-I-K. That's the guy who makes this. His red blend from Columbia Valley, 2021, $25. Now, this is a Bordeaux-Rhone blend. In other words, Cab Sauv with some Syrah. Yeah, exactly. It's a big and weighty wine. It starts with a very polished aroma, which features sour cherry, apple barrels, and some earthiness. And on the palate, the wine is big and dense. The fruit is fresh and intense, featuring sweet black plums, tart cherries, and earthy notes to boot. So a lot going on there. There's enough sweetness, however, to stand up to barbecue, which is exactly what came to mind for me. So that's a Januik red blend. I really liked it. And those are three good choices.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.